Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, the body can get sick. It can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make each and every day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So it does. It comes down to the choices we make each day. So you don't have to stay where you are. You don't have to be stuck where you are. Check us out on the web. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. In shape. Are you in shape? That's the question. You get in shape in life, get fit, get healthy. Your lifestyle is your medicine. It really is. It's your best form of medicine. So go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. You can check us out there. Pam, let's go to you on the phones. How can I help?
My health challenge is cysts on my liver, and I'm wondering what kind of diet I should be eating in order to help that.
Well, the cysts on the liver, you've got to look at what could be causing those. And again, that needs to be evaluated. Go to your physician, your family doctor. They can run some tests and see. There's some different theories behind it. When the liver struggles, if your body's not breaking proteins down effectively, if the proteolytic enzymes are low in the body in your food supply, and sometimes a cyst can form. Cysts can just form. I mean, they can just there's some theory, and we have theory in medicine that there's a thought of we just don't know. So there's, again, different theories of why that happens and why it forms, especially non-cancerous cysts. But the theory, there's a theory that the protein doesn't break down well in the body and can form cystic formation. So that's one of the reasons of why potentially that can happen. So your diet, you always just want to focus on keeping the body as healthy as possible through eating a non-inflammatory based diet. That's really your key. And again, an anti-inflammatory diet, it's pretty simple to follow. So you just do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then get healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. So those types of foods really produce the best in all that you do. So if you do that on a regular basis, what really can happen more than anything else is it can start building up the immune system. It starts making the body healthier, and that's what can create the greatest impact. All right? So 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You can go to InShapeNetwork.com. AFib is pretty popular now. So atrial fibrillation is an issue with the heart. It's an arrhythmia or an irregular heartbeat. And history doesn't necessarily have to repeat itself with that when you have a family history. But AFib is something that, of course, if grandma had it, grandpa had it, a lot of times it can be passed down. More than 2.5 million Americans have AFib. It's a condition wherein the heart has two small upper chambers, the atria. And it's when they contract very quickly and irregularly, the blood can pool in the chambers and not enough blood makes its way into the heart and the two lower chambers, the ventricles. And as a result, the heart chambers really don't work together as a team. So the irregular heartbeat can go unnoticed or it can cause a variety of symptoms as well. So you get the fainting can happen. You can have a lot of the issues with a rapid heartbeat. You can feel your chest pounding. It can be kind of scary, you know, especially when you feel like you're going to faint. It can be a little scary. But what happens is the pool of blood in the heart's chambers is more likely to form a clot. So the clotting becomes an issue, which can lead to potentially a stroke. And that's where everybody, and the doctors included, get a little bit concerned and get a little bit worried about the whole thing. So one of the issues, too, connecting family history with that as well, they've looked at AFib as, you know, again, between 10 to 15% of some of the major issues. And this, the high risk factor is a combination of our typical lifestyle choices, like high saturated fat, like fried foods and that kind of thing, high salt diet. So fatty foods, salty foods can lead to high blood pressure, which can cause issues with the AFib. Now, preventing it, you cut down the sodium in your diet, right? But you increase your lifestyle factor, so you start sleeping better, you start eating better, getting more exercise, about 150 minutes a week on average. And you want to keep a real hat on your blood pressure, so making sure that it doesn't really go over 120 over 80, and talking to your doctor about that, keeping it on the low end. You want to watch out for alcohol, too. Alcohol is a pretty big predisposing factor for it. You want to really be cautious with the alcohol. So that's one of the keys that you have to look at. You want to make sure on the alcohol that you don't do too much. And, you know, they always say moderation. We always talk about that. But it really does. It makes a difference. Moderation is a key, but you got to make sure that you do the right, you make the right keys on that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call. Now, one of the keys you got to look at, too, we're talking about atrial fibrillation, by the way. You're listening to On-Call Radio. If you've got a question, just give us a call. But you want to drop weight. Getting your weight down with atrial fibrillation can make a big difference as well. And smoking is a big one. Obviously, smoking is, it doesn't benefit anybody. It's not great for anyone to be doing that. But smoking is one that you really want to cut down that can make a big difference. And then also, AFib can be successfully treated. There's good medications that we have in standard of care and practice that can be beneficial and that can be helpful. So just a couple of keys that you want to look at all the way around. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website. You go to InShapeNetwork.com. This is On Call Radio. You're listening to the InShape Network. Pretty exciting to see what's happening here with the show each and every day. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I'm calling on behalf of my friend. She was, just today, she found out that she was diagnosed with a chronic lymphatic leukemia. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. And the doctor told her there is not much you can do about it, except, like, she's going to be on antibiotics as her lungs are kind of getting, inflamed again. Maybe he got some idea what to do, you know, how to go about this to improve her health.
Well, with CLL, with the lymphatic leukemia, I mean, it really comes down to the immune system. She has to do everything she can. I mean, from a nutritional standpoint, from a medical standpoint, she needs to do everything her doctors are telling her. You know, I'm not a big fan of just bailing on the medical side and doing everything natural. I think you've got to combine both. I really do. And there's strategic ways that our medical profession has got a good handle on it. And I've seen people, I mean, the oncologist that trained me in my medical training had gone through nothing but chemotherapy for his own healing. And he was 18 when that happened. And here we are, here he was 40 years later, I guess, in his life. And he was training me in oncology. So it works. And there are people that get great benefits from it. So, but you have to have a good nutritional plan. No doubt about it. No matter what, you've got to have a great nutritional plan. And that's what you want to focus on. Getting the right kind of nutrition, eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis, making that happen, it really does make a difference. So I would focus on getting someone to work with you nutritionally to build those levels up in the body. And again, equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbs in the form of fruits and veggies, and your healthy fats. You can't go wrong. Have to get your fats up. Fats are so important to get up on a regular basis and to make sure they're where they need to be. It makes such a big difference. And it makes all the difference, really, when it comes down to it. With leukemia, it's about the immune system. And vitamin D, I'll tell you, just as one of the little ones, most people that get leukemia have very low vitamin D. Just getting that up can at least be one form of boosting and supporting.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
833-7272 and get healthy online at oncallradio.com. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Dr. Asa, your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. What are you struggling with tonight? What's your health challenge? Is it diabetes, maybe heart disease, a little arthritis, maybe fibromyalgia? Whatever it is, we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Your body was designed not to fail. Your body was designed to thrive. And that's what we want to help you do. Common sense health is what this whole thing is all about. And we're going to kick it off and go with Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
I'm calling tonight because I've been suffering with hives for the last 2 months. Okay. I just broke out with a hive outbreak. I do have high blood pressure. I'm on 25 milligrams of Lipressa.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor, I've been to the hospital. They've given me Benadryl. They gave me prednisone. But it comes back every night. Or during the day, I'll have a hive outbreak. And last night, I had to go to the emergency room because my throat was closing.
My goodness.
So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But we got to figure out what that is. So, Carolyn, let me ask you a couple things. It's only been going on for a period of time, but it's gotten worse recently, right? Carolyn? So it's gotten worse recently? Okay, I think we're having an issue here with the phone. Well, let me just address your question,
hello,
Carolyn, overall. Carolyn, you with us? All right, we're having an issue with the phone here. Let's put that on hold, Cortland. Carolyn, what I was talking with you about, we were simply, you're wanting to know about the hives. And let's talk about that. If you're getting to a place where your throat's closing down and that sort of thing, and you're having to go to the hospital, you have to step back and look at a couple of things. You're having typically a histamine reaction that's causing the closing in the throat, and that's the first thing that needs to be addressed. Why is that happening? Well, there's two things you want to do whenever you're having a major histamine reaction or any type of reaction where your body is responding in that manner. The first is you want to come off of all wheat products. Now, this sounds simple. It almost sounds too simple. But literally, the body can have such a reaction when you're dealing with this that it can cause things like you're dealing with, Carolyn, as far as the throat closing down and that sort of thing. So the first place we always start is, of course, there's medications you can take, and you can take histamine blockers, and you can do all of that and get things managed to where you can function. But it's not going to get to the root of the issue long term. So, Carolyn, the one thing you want to do is to make sure that you come off of wheat products and also cow milk dairy products. And why is that? Those are the top two foods that create allergies, major allergies, within the body. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like if for someone, let's talk about allergies for a second. If someone is eating the wrong kind of foods and the body develops food allergies, then you have the food allergy going on. It creates histamine in the body. A histamine response, creating more mast cells or basophils. Those are the actual cells themselves. And you create the histamine response, and let's say you get out around cat dander or pollen. Now, the theory is that, well, you're just allergic to it, but really is that? Because if you already have a lot of histamine in the body, then you're going to be more allergic to your surroundings, such as molds and pollens and things like that, rather than if you didn't have a huge histamine reaction going on in the body, then your body wouldn't be responding as poorly to those outside allergens. And the same can be true with hives. Now, there can be mental stressors that's going on. There can be emotional stressors that are going on that's triggering that. And there can be just regular chemical reactions. But typically, there's an excess histamine. So those are the top two things I would eliminate from your overall diet, Carolyn. And that's going to help out to see exactly what's causing that. Literally, come off of anything that has flour in it and any type of dairy product, except for goat's milk dairy. You can handle that. But you want to do that for a period of about 8 weeks and see how your body responds. The other thing is you can take milk thistle. Milk thistle works very well with the liver and cutting down on any type of toxic reaction. Also, with any type of excess histamine reaction. And also, what works very, very well is ionic boron, which is a mineral, and also
They have what's called cat's claw, and it works very well with allergies as well. So those are several things that are beneficial and that can help reduce the histamine reactions that you're dealing with. But get started on that, and then call me back here maybe in a week or so and let me know how you're doing, and we'll go from there, Carolyn, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to who? Is it Julio? Did I say that right?
That's right, yeah.
Julio, welcome. How can I help, man?
Yeah, I'm calling in regards to a friend. Last week he was diagnosed with Bell's palsy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. I've never heard of it until he got it. And, you know, he's been to the doctor, so he's been, the doctor prescribed him some medication. And I was just calling to find out if there's anything, you know, he could do diet-related to...
Well, what are they... How's he doing right now? Is it still... Is the palsy still activated?
Yes, you know, he can't talk. You know, he's got a lot of difficulty speaking and like eating, and he's got like some pain.
How bad is the pain?
Well, I'd say that he can't like talk, like hold a conversation or something. Now he's out.
Okay. Well, the good news is that typically Bell's palsy tends to resolve. That's
right.
A good thing. And it's typically caused by herpes virus. Did they tell him that?
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did. All right. So that he knows that the herpes virus is activated, and it's usually the same one that caused the cold sores. That's the herpes simplex virus.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the one that, you know, people typically get on their lip or something like that. And it's a temporary weakness and paralysis. So the good news is that typically it will subside. And there's one thing he can do. Vitamin B6, there's different versions of vitamin B6, but vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxine works very well. And also the omega-3 oils, like cod liver oil, is really important. And probably a tablespoon in the morning, tablespoon in the evening is really, really beneficial. But the vitamin B6 works like a charm when you're dealing with Bell's palsy. And the biggest thing is, you know, along with the medication, of course, L-lysine, which is an amino acid, can help because it's antiviral. Really big help. Julio, thanks, though. And let me know how he's doing, or have him give me a call here on the show. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening On Call.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacists that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. What are you struggling with tonight? What's your health challenge? Well, whatever it is, great or small, just know this, that we're here to help. We're here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be, get you the help that you need, because we all need help, regardless. Everybody's got something going on with their health in some way, form, or fashion, and that's what we want to do. At Dr. Ace On Call and our team, we want to be able to help you and direct you and guide you to get to the right place. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Ace On Call, and let's go to Lori. Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Ace. My question is, if I'm doing everything that you recommended for blood pressure, but yet I'm still having high blood pressure readings, is there something else that could be throwing that off, like my adrenals or my thyroid or my main concern is the heart, but are there other things that could be thrown off that blood pressure that I need to be concerned about?
Well,
so you're still worried about my heart, but I mean, you know, but I'm pretty healthy. I do everything right, and my last reading was last week. Now, what I do is usually I have my readings when I, after I've just had, I just heard you talking about coffee and everything. Usually I'll get up like everybody else, have my two cups of coffee, and then I have my blood pressure reading. And, you know, could that be throwing it off and making it come out high?
It can. I mean, there's one thing that you want to make sure. You talking about blood pressure or you talking about your thyroid? Or both?
Talking about my blood pressure, but I'm asking, is there anything else that could be throwing that off other than heart issues, you know?
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, typically not. I mean, when you're dealing with blood pressure, there's some involvement with it as far as how the pressure in the body is going. And one of the best ways to, I mean, have you changed anything, or are you just taking medications right now for the blood pressure?
I don't take anything. I just try to be healthy naturally. I don't take any medication.
Nothing.
I mean,
okay.
My last reading was 134 over 94, and I've never had a reading like that ever.
Ever.
And that was, like, so high for me. And
okay. That's not going to be a hard one. If it was 180 over something, you know, over 100.
Yeah,
then
that's high for me.
Yeah, that'd be a different animal. All right, so now you're actually within a good range. It, actually, years ago, that used to be in the almost normal range. They changed it a lot. Yeah, it did. So 130 used to be, you know, it used to be 120, or now it's 120, but it used to even be higher than that. Yeah, I know. The 94 is the one that you got to really be careful about. So here's the deal. Standard protocol for dealing with blood pressure. Okay, so you've done the arginine and the citrulline, potassium iodide, NADH. And are you jumping on a mini trampoline every day?
Well, I'm not jumping as such, but I'm doing cardio every day.
Cardio every day. Okay. Then you're doing all the things. You're doing all the things that you need to be doing. Now, with the thyroid gland, what are your numbers? I mean, do you have numbers on you of what they normally are running?
I have not gotten that checked yet, but I'm concerned.
That's what I would do.
Would that be throwing off my blood pressure too?
Yeah, it's not so much going to throw off your blood pressure, but it's always good to have that checked on a regular basis. It just is, especially when you're dealing with blood pressure related issues, because the thyroid can regulate the heart rate and rhythm more than anything. It's not so much the pressure itself, but it's more the rate and rhythm. So I would just get it checked out just to see how things are going. But you're in a good place. I mean, your blood pressure is not that elevated. And it's elevated. It's not high. It's really not high blood pressure. It's more elevated blood pressure. And I think if you continue on kind of the path that you're on, I would continue that. And the other thing, too, is you're in a place where you really want to strengthen the adrenal glands, because the adrenal glands do play a role with blood pressure. And start taking vitamin B5 and vitamin C, both of those together in the morning and in the afternoon. That can help. And also drink plenty of fluids, of course. I would drink half your body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water daily, just like I talk about. Because what that does is going to help regulate the fluid and the pressure within the body. And also, there's another vitamin called vitamin B6, and it's a vasodilator, and it can actually help with blood pressure-related issues as well. So there's several things you can do to help. And, you know, the big one, when you're taking the potassium iodide and the NADH together, both of those work great. I mean, literally, it's textbook for working with blood pressure. I would just stay on the path that you're on. The one thing is, you do want to keep a monitor on it, though. Here's the deal. I know you don't want to do any medications, and I think you probably won't have to. But you want to keep enough monitor on it that if it does start creeping up for any reason into the 140s, it's something you need to consider. Only for a short period of time. And again, when you're talking about medications, it would only be for a short little kickstart, and that's it. But let's just keep focused on the main thing like you're doing right now, because it sounds like you have great habits, great lifestyle choices, and things that you're doing. Stay on that. I don't think there's anything else to change. I would get the thyroid checked and just make sure all your numbers are okay and everything's where it needs to be. And if you want to do that and call me back here on the show, I'll be glad to talk you through that. But it sounds like you're doing great. I would increase the mini trampoline. Literally, as simple as that sounds, I know you're doing cardio every day, but it tends not to be the same. If you get on that mini trampoline, start out with 5 minutes a day and go up to 20 minutes a day. It works like a champ. It really does. So get started on that and let me know. Thanks, Lori. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Dr. Asa, your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Shoot me an email there. We'll be glad to answer that in a timely manner. And don't forget Facebook and Twitter. That world is opening up. We're going to be doing a lot more with Facebook and with Twitter and join on there to become a fan. Easy to find on the web. You can also go to our website and sign up there. Let's go to Robin. Hi, Robin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, man. It's good to talk to you.
Sounds good. Good to be talked to. I'm doing well with room for improvement.
Good.
Reason I'm calling tonight, first thing I want to throw in, I've applied a lot of the principles that you have, and I've seen some great results. I've lost about 30 pounds, whatever that stuff. Cholesterol.
You've lost 30 pounds. That's great. Congratulations.
30 pounds of fluff gone. Cholesterol is really good. It's gone down from 210 to about 176.
That's just great.
I've been working with a nutritionist, and I'm not all the way there yet.
Yeah, but you're on your way. Those are some great, great goals you've already hit.
On the way. The reason I'm calling tonight, another reason, is I have this nice little nodule or tumor on my adrenal gland.
Okay.
I'm having that checked out with my PCP. I'm going to have a upper GI done next week to have that checked out, see if they can see it, and get a biopsy if they do see it.
Okay.
And I was just doing some research on it and wanted to get your take, because that can be a little disconcerting to have a tumor somewhere.
Sure, of course.
And
you just want to know my thoughts on it?
Your thoughts on it. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the chromogranin level, chromogranin A, but
yes.
Mine is 70.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal.
I just wonder what I have to be worried about.
Well, I mean, the first thing is don't worry. That's not going to help anybody. So you don't want to be worried about anything. Now, anytime you get a little bit of a nodule, a little mini tumor or whatever it might be, it can come from several different things. I mean, literally. And so it can come from stress. It can come from your body not breaking down proteins very well. And, you know, the way to get that to resolve any small little cyst or nodules is to start using proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes actually go in and they break down excess proteins that are in the bloodstream after a meal. A lot of times when you have these excess proteins floating around, it can cause small little tumor type formations on different glands. So that's one thing that could be causing that. There's two amino acids that can help in your situation when you're dealing with this little tumor. And one of them is glycine and also asparagine is what it is. It's kind of a tongue twister. Asparagine is another amino acid that you can use that works very well with these types of situations. And the proteolytic enzymes that I was telling you about, those need to be taken away from food. Okay? It needs to be taken completely away from meals. Because when you do, here's the deal. Most of us, when we eat foods, we only digest about 15, and this is the average American, about 15 to 20% of the food that you eat on a regular basis. And if that's the case, then what's happening with the other excess proteins and things? Well, of course, it would go to waste. We know that. But also, when you don't break down proteins very well, if there's a lot circulating around in your bloodstream, then it can cause these little cystic formations, which can also show themselves as little mini tumors on certain glands. And that's really what I would go after. I wouldn't be too concerned about it. You know, of course, I'd keep working with your doctor and let them do the tests that they're going to do so they can check all of that out. One thing I do want to ask you is that what type of symptoms are you having as of right now? Exactly what types of issues you might be having. But I'll tell you what, in the end, get started on those things and just let me know how things go. And just shoot me an email. I'd be anxious to hear what the test results are going to say when they get us back, just from your GI doc and from the endocrinologist and whatnot. So, because when you're having a little tumor like that, a small one, a little nodule as they would call it, it usually means that you're either not breaking down proteins or then that gland is not getting something that it needs. So you're dealing with norepinephrine, epinephrine when you're dealing with the adrenal glands. So you definitely want to stay off of all stimulants. Stay away from coffee. Stay away from any type of stimulant to the body completely. So stay away from caffeine, even all the tea, as big of a fan as I am of green tea, anything that would stimulate the body you want to stay away from, because you want to leave those catecholamines, as they're called, alone. You don't want to mess around with that. But let me know. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. This is On Call.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. You're listening on call. The show is Diagnosing Hope, one person at a time. Going to the break, talking with Phil from Tulsa, Oklahoma, reading an email. And he wrote, Dr. Asa, I'm trying to get back into a workout routine. What should my initial goals be? It's a great question because people are always wanting to know about working out, getting into fitness. Should I work out every single day? What should my goals be? And this is what I always say. Start small. Start with the small goals that you know you're going to accomplish. Because here's the myth about exercise. People think that more is better. It's not. Less is actually better when you're dealing with a workout routine or an exercise routine. You know, in just 15 minutes, you can produce the same amount of workout results as you can in an hour. If it's done with high intensity, that means that you go as pretty much as hard as you can with some short, brief rest periods in that time. It's about maximizing everything within your body, the hormone systems of the body. You can get just as much stimulation almost as you can in doing 30 or 45 minutes in 15 minutes. Now, does that say mean that your workouts need to only be 15 minutes? No, I think it's good to have a good, you know, time that you do some cardiovascular activity or you go ride a bike or you get on a treadmill and run if you like to do that. Whatever you want to do, but I think the goals should be short term. Don't go for things that are unrealistic. It's better to go to the gym or go do your workout routine 30 minutes or so a day, 5 days a week, or 4 to 5 days a week, than to go 2 days a week and go for 2 hours at a time. It's better to have that daily result and that daily effort because that builds up in your health account, as I like to call it. And once you build that health account, that's where you can plan for retirement with your health. It's those little daily deposits that we make every single day. So that's my recommendation to you. When you're dealing with a new workout routine, what should your goals be? Your goals should be working out or doing some form of activity 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, spreading it out however you like. Take 2 full days off of rest to let your body regenerate and recuperate. And even 4 days is good, but five is that's the tops. You shouldn't do more than five a week. And enjoy yourself. Get plenty of rest, but mix it up. Do some weight training, resistant exercise, do some cardiovascular activity, and even do yoga on a day if you want to. I mean, it's a great way. You're still actively doing something, but it's still in more of a rested state too, so it's almost like an active form of rest, yoga is. But there's a lot of great things you can do as far as your activity. The big thing is get moving. And do it on a regular basis. And make the goals where you're not going to fail. Make the goals where it's impossible to fail. If you know that you enjoy riding your bike, then go ride your bike. Mix it up a little bit, but do the things that you know you're going to do. Don't go try to go to the gym and bench press 200 pounds if you're miserable and you don't like going to a gym. Do the things you enjoy doing so you'll stick to that and you continue making that a part of your regular day. 888-283-7272. This is On Call, and we're going to go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Dr. Asa, how are you, buddy?
Living well, man. What's up?
Hey, calling you from Ringgold. I think you know a little bit of part of
Ringgold, Georgia. Oh, yeah. Know all about
sir.
Ringgold.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I got a two-part question, but let me shoot on the most important one first. My mom is currently hospitalized in a hospital here that you would be well familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
But she has leukemia.
That's
right. AML.
Right.
Is that right? Myeloplastic
dysplasia.
Okay.
That's right.
Not doing well at all. She went to, the first doctor she went to was an oncologist. Did not catch it. Completely misdiagnosed for the first 6 months. Got her to go to a different doctor. The very day she walked in, they hospitalized her. She's been there since. She's been there like 3 weeks now. She's having a very hard time. They're having to give her blood and platelets every single day. She had, day before yesterday, they think because her platelets were so low, it might have caused it, but she had some bleeding in her frontal lobe and had a minor stroke. My question to you is, you know, we're all about, I know AML, you know, and I've done my research on this. I know AML is one of the harder ones to treat.
It is.
Okay. What can she do, Dr. Asa, other than the conventional chemo and the thing? She went through 7 days straight of chemo. She's came off of it about 5 days ago. And she...
How's she doing? How's she doing right now?
Well, she is not too well, I wouldn't think. I mean, the doctor every morning, he says she's doing as well as she can be expected. You probably would know her doctor here, but I'm not going to put names out. But
it's okay.
He says that she's doing, she's doing as well as can be expected. But, like her white blood cell count, I think this morning was 0.4. Her red blood count, it stays in the range of around 7, and they have to continually give her blood and maybe get it up to 8, and then it falls again. Her platelets are low. Everything is low. I mean, as you can imagine, everything is low. And right now, she just doesn't seem to be rebounding. And, she had a bone marrow today. I haven't heard back from that yet. Don't really know, where they're going to go from here yet, and haven't got the results of whether she's going to go through more chemo or whether they're actually going to achieve remission. My question to you is, what are some of the things that she can be doing along with, conventional medicine? What are some of the things that she can be doing that would help to fight this off?
All right. We're running to the end of the show, and I'll tell you this. There's one thing that's been shown nutritionally that can help with leukemia, and it goes against everything that I... It's funny. It goes against things that I teach, but soy products, but real soy products like soy nuts and the most natural forms of soy can help. There's a product called Genistein, and it's an isoflavone that's in the soy, and it's in tempeh and soy nuts and that sort of thing, and it's also got a bioflavonoid called quercetin that's in the products that have anti-leukemia. It's the only cancer that it can work against. That can help. But anyway, that's my best bet with you right now. She needs to stay under standard care for the level that she's in right now, unfortunately. But just do everything the doctors tell you right now. This is On Call.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.